From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Rebecca Smith. The budget deal struck by the U.S. Congress last month included a roughly $2 billion boost in funding for the National Institutes for Health, the biggest increase in more than a decade. U.S. Senator Roy Blunt highlighted the new funding on Tuesday with a visit to the Thompson Center for Autism and Neurodevelopment Disorders in Columbia. From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, Bram Sable Smith filed this report.
By the time Alicia Curran's son was a year old, she noticed there were a few things different about him.
Year two, I noticed a few more things, and by three, there was no denying that autism was certainly what he had.
That, she says, was tough. Back in 2003, when her son was diagnosed, she says there weren't a lot of answers for parents of children with autism.
I'm a mom with a lot of questions. There's so much ambiguity to raising a child with autism, and I think research does give us those solid answers that I can count on.
Now, Corinne helps researchers provide more answers for parents like her as a grant coordinator at the Thompson Center for Autism and Neurodevelopment Disorders in Columbia, where her son is also a patient. It was here at the Thompson Center that U.S. Senator Roy Blunt came on Tuesday to highlight the $2 billion funding boost to the National Institutes for Health. Meeting with staff after a brief tour of the facility, the senator gave three reasons for backing the boost to the Federal Biomedical Research Agency. First, the benefit to families like Corinne's who are waiting for answers from biomedical research. Second, the benefit to a public health system taxed by the soaring cost of care. And third,
we are about to see a huge revolution in healthcare, and where the research is done is frankly likely to be where the jobs are.
The message was not lost on this audience, which included Dr. Micah Masaryk, a clinical child psychologist at the Thompson Center. Last year, Masaryk was awarded an NIH grant of more than $1 million for research that's
looking at a new treatment outcome tool that we developed to measure autism symptoms and improvement in autism symptoms.
If you can effectively measure the symptoms of autism, she says, you can help measure the effectiveness of new treatments. But
we didn't have great tools to do that, and that's really important because if you're developing a new treatment, you want to know if it's working or not.
With the help of NIH funding, the tool Masaryk is developing with her team is designed to do just that. It's also helped to bring a U.S. senator to this relatively small facility to tout a boost in NIH funding.
We're one of the places that have NIH researchers that are able to put that money to use.
Stephen Canney is executive director of the Thompson Center.
It's a good showcase for our center and a good showcase for the university to say that, oh, we're doing really good work here, enough that a U.S. senator comes and actually wants to talk to us.
And that, he says, is pretty cool.
I have people here who do such great work, so it's nice that they're being recognized on a national stage or even from you guys coming and seeing what they do.
From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sable-Smith.